11 o'clock it is, and on the first Thursday of every month, here on the Classic Morning, I tell you about some new CDs that come into our library here at FMR. And this week, it's part of the 150th anniversary of Rachmaninoff and the Philadelphia Orchestra under their dynamic young conductor, Yannick Nezet-Seguin, has released the second in a series of Rachmaninoff orchestral works. They released Symphony No. 1 and the Symphonic Dances a while ago. This one is the Symphony No. 2 and 3, as well as the Isle of the Dead on two CDs. And I must admit that No. 2 is a huge favorite of mine. My current favorite recording, incidentally, is with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Yevgeny Sviatlanov. Rozhdestvensky. But also, a popular one is the one with Andrei Previn, also with the London Symphony Orchestra. But this new release is quite interesting because, as the critics have been saying, Nezet-Seguin manages to get that sort of melancholy, deep string sound that Rachmaninoff required. And Rachmaninoff himself used to really enjoy the Philadelphia Orchestra, and he used to say that under Eugene Ormandy they were able to capture the sound he wanted. But don't you think that one tends to think of Rachmaninoff primarily as a composer of piano music, either solo works or those marvelous concertos for piano and orchestra? But he wrote songs, operas, liturgical music, some chamber music, and a relatively small collection of purely orchestral music, symphonic poems, the symphonic dances, and three symphonies. And if one remembers that quite apart from his considerable prowess as a virtuoso pianist, Rachmaninoff was an excellent conductor, and then you can more easily understand why his orchestration is so brilliant, colorful, and exciting, and original. And one hears this in his piano concertos and the Paganini variations, but his symphonic writing, his flair for orchestration comes to its own. And this new recording really demonstrates Rachmaninoff's flair for orchestral writing. As I said, Rachmaninoff himself loved the sound of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and somehow Nezet-Seguin gets the deep, abiding melancholy that emanates from the saturating depth and darkness of expression, especially in the string sound. Now, I want to play you the second movement of this new recording of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, and this is the scherzo, brilliant, rhythmic, and exciting writing, beautiful orchestration, and colorful as well, amazingly colorful. And as you'll hear on this recording with the Philadelphia, Yannick Nezet-Seguin gets all the excitement without rushing, although he takes it at a fairly quick tempo, but he certainly lets the color of this wonderful movement come through.
Thank you.
That was the second movement, the Scherzo, the Symphony No. 2 by Rachmaninoff. And I hope you heard what I meant with that wonderful, colorful orchestration there on this new recording with the Philadelphia Orchestra conducted by Yannick Nezo-Sagan. What an explosive ending there to the third symphony. That was the finale of the Symphony No. 3 by Rachmaninoff on this new recording featuring the Philadelphia Orchestra conducted by Yannick Nezet-Sagwan. I hope you agree with me that these are recordings well worth investigating. Nezet-Sagwan manages to get the melancholy, as we heard in the second symphony there, as well as the excitement and color of Rachmaninoff in this last movement of number 3. The other work on this 2-CD set is the tone poem Isle of the Dead, all sounding rather magnificent from the DG label, and, as I say, well worth investigating for your CD collection. FMR.